You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this 11th day of June, a Thursday afternoon. We're joined by Mike Tenora, T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Thanks, Mike, for taking the time today. I know that there was an El Nino report earlier this morning. What did it say?
Well, it does say that an El Nino is very likely to continue through the summer and all the way through February of next year. That's an unusual forecast because since 1950, we've only had an El Nino last an entire calendar year three times. That was in 1953, 1969, and 1987. So we're going to add 2015 to that list more than likely. As far as what it means for corn and soybean growing weather, we're not really sure. There's just a lot of different things that can happen. 1969 and 1987 were not bad corn and soybean yielding years. So that's a plus, but we only have a few observations. So we don't want to say a whole lot about it or say too much about it, because we know that what will drive future weather is the actual pattern that's in place, and that, although somewhat connected to ocean temperatures, is not the primary driver of summertime weather in the central U.S.
The observed actual pattern says that it has rained, and apparently that's going to stay in place, and we're going to get more rain. Is that right?
We are going to see a lot more rain. We have a textbook-type setup for widespread rain across the central southern plains and into the Corn Belt over the next 10 days, even the next 2 weeks. It just looks like a lot of rain is coming up for a lot of areas. Initially, it focuses on the central and southern plains over the next day or so, and also into much of the Corn Belt. So we'll see one decent rainfall here over the next 24 to 36 hours. After that, we have a very classic setup for widespread rain. There's a large upper-level high near Florida, and winds flow around that high, transporting tropical air straight into the central U.S. On top of that, we have a number of storm systems ejecting from the Rockies, and these all intersect right over the midsection of the country. And because of that alone, we know that a lot of rain is coming up. Some computer models are over the top with widespread rainfall of 2 to 5 inches across a big area. We'd like to say 1.5 to 3 inches is probably a little bit of a better bet over the next week or so. But then as we move into next week, this pattern, although shifting to the north, doesn't entirely break. And what that means is that after we see all this rain in the central and southern plains and the Corn Belt, we shift it onto the north a little bit and see it focus on I-80 and points north for much of next week, especially later next week and into the last third of June. So a very wet June is once again shaping up. Temperatures don't look all that unusual for the next couple of weeks. A little bit warm in the south, a little bit cool in the north. But with all these clouds around from thunderstorms, it'll be hard to get a lot of heat going anytime soon. But it also will be hard for nighttime temperatures to drop a whole lot. So you put all that together, and you end up pretty close to normal over the next couple of weeks.
So rain makes grain. Is there a point at which, if this continues, it becomes a problem?
Well, that's always something you have to think about. The magic number is probably around 6 inches of rain or so. Once you start to get more than 6 inches over the course of a month in the summer, you generally start to have some problems. But if it only happens to one farmer in the entire country, that's no big deal. If it happens to half of the United States, that's a bigger problem. At this point, we can't jump too far ahead, but we do need to watch the areas that receive rain over the next 5 to 6 days, and then that'll make the forecast for next week more important once we see exactly what happens in the near term.
Thank you so much for the demarcation, Mike. Mike Tenora, of course, is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois, joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.